The North American International Auto Show opens to the public Saturday morning after a week of media previews. Over 750 vehicles are on display at Cobo Center in Detroit. And while the vehicle exhibits on the main floor may draw more of the attention, it's what's located on the lower level that will drive the future of the auto industry.
One of the reasons we're here at the auto show in the automobility space is to increase that awareness, do some more outreach, and recruit additional customers.
Mark Chappett is Vice President of Facility Operations and Construction at the American Center for Mobility in Ypsilanti Township. The connected and autonomous vehicle testing facility opened in late 2017 and is looking to become a major resource for the future of the auto industry.
A lot of autonomous technologies are out. You've heard maybe some of the incidents that have happened, some crashes, and even a few fatalities along the way where autonomous vehicles may be out prematurely on the public roadways. So it's really important to come into a facility like American Center for Mobility in a closed environment, a safe environment, to prove out and validate these technologies well before they move them out into the open road and expose them to the public.
While making sure that connected and autonomous vehicles are safe to put on the road, how individuals interact with the advanced technology will be essential to the future success of the auto industry. That's where the University of Michigan's Research and Testing Facility, M-City, comes to play. Hui Peng is the director.
There are also subjective data, for example, survey, interviewing the users, and making sure that we understand how they use these vehicles, do they trust these vehicles, what do they think need to be changed so that they use and trust these vehicles better. So all of these are examples of pre-competitive questions. We can work with companies together to provide data, provide learning experience, and share with 60 industrial members. Currently, we have 60 company members.
As you walk through the automobility exhibition, you'll find a number of students from Washtenaw County not only learning, but helping develop the technology for a new generation of cars. Eastern Michigan University has a booth featuring a cybersecurity program designed to prevent cars from being hacked. PhD student Pooja Patil showed me an example using a remote control car.
We are just sending a simple text file, like even a number, like number 6. We're just sending it in a file, it's storing, and then the car is reading that. And then we define, suppose number 6 is going to do, break the steering. So when we send it, it reads it, and then it goes out of control.
That's a scary thought, isn't
it?
Yes,
it is. So that's why we're going to avoid it.
Washtenaw Community College also offers a cybersecurity program at its Advanced Transportation Center. At its auto show booth, you can also see how students are learning how to build lighter cars for better fuel economy. Center Director Al Lee says it's an education that will leave students well prepared for the future workforce.
We're listening very closely to all the major auto suppliers and sub-suppliers and so forth. They're guiding us with what they need in their employees and the technologies they're developing. So we have a lot of guidance, you know, and I'm talking about Ford and General Motors and Toyota and Magna International and Roush, and so many of these companies are giving us information about what we should be teaching in order to provide really the skill sets that their technicians are going to require.
Those taking part in the automobility exhibit say it's this type of technology and the continued passion to keep producing the cars of tomorrow that will keep Michigan behind the wheel of the auto industry. At the North American International Auto Show, Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.